You're listening to 91.7 KXT. G-Love in the studio with us today for the KXT Live Sessions. Man, thanks for coming in today.
Yo, thanks for having me, Joe.
Really appreciate it, man. And yeah, you're playing tonight at the House of Blues. Keb Mo playing as well tonight. Great show, man.
The Mo Love Tour.
Congratulations, too, on 20 years of touring, recording, and you're celebrating 20 years with your original lineup.
Yep.
The new album called Sugar, which is very cool. Watching some videos that were really, really cool, including that one with Mary Clayton, that One Night Romance was really super cool. How'd you like recording with her?
Yeah, it was great. Mary came in and we had a little bit of wine, and she told stories for about an hour and a half, and she was great, and then we just looked at each other and said, well, should we go do it? Oh, let's go do it. So we went in the studio, and it was kind of a small room just like this, and we sat right across from each other, you know, we performed it together, and we did a bunch of takes, and she really, you know, she's one of the greatest singers of all time, so it was, you know, at that kind of situation, you just got to give it everything you got, and hang on for dear life, but she sure coached me through it, and we had a good time with it.
See, the blend of your voice is really good.
Thanks, man.
Worked together. I was really impressed with that. So you just said, "Yeah, one of the greatest singers," but you really sounded good together too. So maybe
she probably make anybody sound good.
But you recorded this album kind of the same way too, kind of like what we're doing, just like no isolation and minimal overdubs, if any.
I think recording wise, you know, over the years we've tried all different types of, you know, ways of producing a record and capturing the sound, and I find that the way that we do everything best is kind of off the cuff, you know, whether it's on stage or in the studio. You know, none of us are, I mean, we're all, you know, we're all great musicians and have dedicated our life to music, but, you know, we're not like, I'm not trying to sell us short, but we do have a certain amount of finesse, but basically I think we're best when we just let it all hang out and let it be rough around the edges and let it be raw and kind of a down and dirty type of sound. And that's reminiscent to all the records that, that we love and have kind of shaped our music from, you know, the old Chess recordings to, you know, old blues recordings like Lightning Hopkins, who's down here in Texas, and then even like the rock and roll records that weren't so heavily produced, you know, like I think a lot of Rolling Stones records, if you really listen to them, they're really, really raw. And, you know, basically what they capture was the essence and that's what we try and do. Not worry about whether it's sonically correct or, you know, radio friendly or anything else. Just really trying to capture the essence of the spirit of the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get started then. You want to play a song for us?
All right. This is a song. This is one I like to play acoustic a lot. I always like to end the record with a kind of a serenade, and this one is called "Bad Girl Baby Blues." Oh, just give me half a chance to get you dancing around my room, honey, with nothing but your underpants. Light some candles, yeah. Oh, baby, let's burn one down tonight. We've been blackout and broke, bloodshot and blue, torn down, wrong on. Oh, don't you know what? We paid our dues. We had our bouts and our doubts. Yeah, I'm just crazy over you. It's hard to say all the reason that I love you when you're pushing me out the door. Oh, don't you do that, baby. I once had a heart. Yeah, I gave it away. Now it's
baby. Some pawn shop glasses with some paint on the wall. Yeah, just look at me deeply, baby. I'm the man that knows just who you are. You're the one I choose. I refuse to lose my bad girl, baby, blue.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. Man, good job. Thanks for playing that for us.
Thank you.
G-Love in the studio with us here at 91.7 KXT. You play tonight at the House of Blues, part of the Mo Love Tour, as you call it, Kev Mo. And
that's what you need, is Mo Love.
That's right. Man, you got to tell me about your guitars that you use live, your electric ones, like on that video, your new one, Nothing Quite Like Home. What in the world is that guitar? Is that custom? Like, you like four pickups on it and all these switches? What is that?
Yeah, that's a, it's a 59 three-pickup airline guitar, and it's a reissue. It's made by a company called Eastwood Guitars, and actually that version is the G-Love. It's called the G-Love Black and Blue, so it's a signature series, which pretty proud to have that. And if you're interested in checking out some of their guitars, they're on eastwoodguitars.com. And yeah, if you just, I always like... you know, I like kind of old pawn shop guitars. I mean, everybody plays a Strat or a Tele or a Les Paul. And I play those guitars, too. I mean, I love those guitars. But I've always kind of really been drawn to the funky old pawn shop guitars that you see. Well, you see them less and less hanging in the windows. But back in the day, you used to be able to really, you know, when you pull into any town, go to try and find an old pawn shop and see what kind of kooky guitars they had hanging around. And man, used to get a lot of good deals. But that's a kind of a new version of something old. And so it has like a lot of sustain, like a Les Paul, but it still has that gritty old pawn shop feel.
Yeah, going back, you were talking about being more raw and less produced and refined, a little bit more, what's the word?
Dirty.
Yeah, the word dirty. Yeah, dirty. Yeah, sloppy. I was going to say sloppy, but in a good way. Good sloppy.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, a lot of people call, like, yeah, some people call our music sloppy blues, and we kind of call it trash can blues. And some people call it lazy blues. And it's funny because we definitely work our ass off and try to be as good as we can, but it still comes off that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And after 20 years, is it right? You're taking vocal lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why?
Well, I actually had a real bad time of it in 2007. I kind of felt like my voice was really getting hoarse at the end of every show. I went in to see a laryngologist, and they told me I was, you know, had a lot of acid reflux and, you know, and was not really taking care of my voice. You know, I've been on the road for about 15 years and completely untrained and, you know, playing 200 shows a year and running around like I was a kid, you know, and now I was in my 30s and your body just can't recover as much. So the next summer I actually lost my voice completely and I went back to the doctor and said, well, you have to cancel your tour. And we had this huge tour. It was the biggest tour that we ever had set up. And it was kind of a really sad moment in my career because it was kind of like we finally reached this pinnacle that we've been trying to get to for, you know, close to 20 years and finally made it to the top, headlining like a big kind of amphitheater style tour. And that was the year that I lost my voice. The doctor said, you got to cancel this whole tour. Well, we couldn't do it because we had already, you know, if you're headlining a tour like that, you got to invest a certain amount of money. It would have broke us in every way. We did have to cancel some shows, but I did the tour. It was a tough summer. It was complete vocal rest. So that means anytime I wasn't on stage, I wasn't talking, and that was for 5 weeks. You know, the only sometime I tell my kid I loved him, but or my girlfriend.
Oh man,
she'd be like, "Are you mad at me?" I'm like,
"Oh man,
no, man, I can't talk."
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the following fall, I had surgery, and that was 2008, and you know, so through that process, it's the kind of thing like whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I took a lot of vocal therapy, and now I still continue to study vocals with a great teacher who my friend Citizen Cope turned me on to, this woman, Donna Newman in New York. And I do, every day before the show, I do a phone, you know, lesson over the phone, and she warms me up for the show, and it's really helped. You know, you have to think about the voice as like an instrument. It's not just this thing you can just throw around every night. And
yeah,
once you start looking at it like an instrument, then you learn to, you know, care for it like you'd care for your guitar, and it treats you a lot better.
Have you noticed an improvement? I mean, do you like how you sound now?
I do. I do. Even you know, I'm really proud of the new record Sugar we put out, but even since then, I've started studying before every show. So, you know, this week I got 5 shows, so I'm taking 5 vocal lessons, and just that kind of training has just helped me out. So even now, like looking back to the record I made a year ago, I feel like, man, I wish I would have taken these vocal lessons like this intensely leading up into that, because I feel like I like the vocals on that record, but I feel like, you know, wow, it's even so much better now. So it's one of those things, like, you know, music is a lot like athletics. You know, if you're a world-class athlete, you know, you stretch out before you take to the field or the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many musicians that are world-class, you know, I mean, many do study and work out, but many don't. And I didn't. And now I'm happy that I do. And
yeah.
I could see the difference. And my teacher says, "Wow, you're really improving a lot. Does anybody in your band say anything?" I said, "Man, no, they don't say nothing except you're late." Because, you know, it's like tough love.
Yeah.
But and I know, like, at least for me, I feel it. So.
All right. Well, let's do one more song, if you would, play for us next.
All right. Oh, this song is called "The Come Up Man." And I just found out today it's going to be in a big commercial this fall. Hopefully.
All right.
You never can believe things till they actually happen, but this one seems like it's a pretty good shot. I won't say what it is. To get the garbage, man, cause it's a new style, a new game plan, it's a new day, a new dawn, loose man. Come on, man, come on, man, coming up, I'ma come on, man, coming up, coming up them stairs, baby, one at a time. You might think it's crazy, honey, ooh, I don't mind, I'ma come on, man. Oh, yeah, I come, baby. Go on, baby.
critics wanna crack it up. Bitches wanna pack it up, pack it in, pack it out. What you better thinking when I cut the water blinking? You see, while I'm creeping in the back door, I got a little boy I want just a lot more. And so I'm moving to the top floor. And I'm taking out the chest against the garbage man, cause it's a new sound, a new game plan. It's a new day, a new dawn, new stand, new style. Come on, man. Come in. Oh, coming up. I'm coming. Coming up. I got a whole lot of love, whole lot of women and kids from above, whole lot of kissing and a whole lot of hugs. I'ma come, my man. Yeah, I'm coming up. Come, run it up. Come, run it up. Well, I'ma come, my man. Yeah, I'm coming up.
Nice work, man. Excellent.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for playing that. G Love in the studio with us here at 91.7 KXT. See him tonight at House of Blues here in Dallas. The new album is called Sugar. And, man, thanks once again for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Joe. And I want to say thanks to everybody out here in Dallas for so many great years. Really appreciate it.